The Art of Work, Section 27. If you dig a well, you may fall into it. If you break down a wall, a snake might bite you. Moving stones can cause an injury, and splitting wood has its own risks. Sharpen your axe, and you won't have to work as hard, for working wisely brings success. If a snake bites before it is charmed, there is no profit for the charmer. Likewise, the words of the wise earn respect, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. He starts with foolishness and talks on and on until he arrives at utter nonsense. He speaks of his future and all his great plans, but work is so tiresome to the fool that he never reaches his goal. It is an unfortunate nation that is led by a fool who throws a party with other leaders as soon as the sun is up. A more prosperous country is ruled by nobles who eat at a proper time to strengthen their bodies and not to get drunk. As they say, by idleness the rafters sag, and through laziness the roof will leak. With our knowledge of good and evil, it is necessary to establish rules to govern our human interactions, and that takes a system of government to administer them. But government is always impacted by the very issues it is put in place to resolve. Coelet has pointed out that justice is administered by those who can be unjust. Crime can go unchecked when those with criminal intentions are running the system. Foolishness can spread through a government when fools start appointing each other to positions of authority. At the end of today's section, Coelet gives us a few indicators of a government that has been overrun by fools. First, he notes that one of the hallmarks of a fool is a lack of self-control and a pursuit of their self-centered goals. Fools in government have great resources at their fingertips, and when they use them for their own pleasure, always throwing parties for their fellow fools, they show us what they are made of. Coelet tells us that those who deserve to lead us are the ones with a more noble approach to the task and a measure of self-discipline. They eat to strengthen their bodies for the work at hand and not to indulge in another party at the expense of their followers. Coelet adds a wise saying to prove his point. If a person is lazy and does not attend to the task at hand, his rafters will start to sag. It won't be long, and eventually the roof will leak, and then the house will fall into rot and ruin. This is the case in a person's own home, and it carries over into government as well. If those that rule us are out for their own gain and take without giving back, without caring about the condition of the roof over our collective heads, we are in great trouble, and something is about to collapse. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on the Book of Ecclesiastes. Thank you for listening.